All right, welcome back to Ask the Pastor, and my name remains Godson Chukwuebuka Oba. And yes, the phone line is still open, so you can always call in to the number 653, and you can send in your question through SMS or WhatsApp to the number that ends with 026. Ask the Pastor, our Bible theme remains 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, that says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Yes, that is what we're here to do. It's strictly on the word, not here for prophecies. It's not here. We're not here for prayers, for you to call him to for prayers to be made. And we're not here for marriage counseling, just biblical questions. Anything you have doubts concerning, whether the teachings you've had through the Bright TV or here in the Bright Assembly Lagos Church, or from other pastors, and even feedbacks, because we do not claim to be those who know everything. We also trust the Spirit of God can teach us through you. And with us right here is still Pastor Moses Alu. God bless you, sir.
Welcome. God bless. Let's fire on.
All right. So questions are available. Okay. Good evening, Pastor. My question is, how can one know that he or she is demon-possessed? The people who say they were called a queen in Satan's kingdom, do they know it until they go for deliverance? I ask this because, Pastor, I've always asked myself why I get so frightened when I see a chameleon. I fear this creature like I don't know. Even in my dreams, when I dream it, I get so disturbed. I don't sleep again. I get worried at times why it's like this. Could this be a spiritual thing? Please enlighten me on this, Sister Prisca from Zambia.
Sister Prisca, God bless you. Certainly, everyone that has a problem knows he has that problem. Okay. Nobody will tell you have headache. You will know you have headache. If your spiritual life is not normal, you know. It's not somebody telling you. And that is why when you are accused wrongly, that you are possessed, you can know very easily that the person is just false, and you walk here, you don't even get bothered. Certainly. I also know that during deliverance, a demon will begin to talk through someone, and after the deliverance, they are telling the person, this is what you were saying, and they start to cry, me? How this spirit has been living inside of me? Yes, he has been living there, and you knew it. It's just that you didn't know the dimension of that existence in you. And so it was during that deliverance that he now came out, you know, openly like that. So it's possible. Now, we have what they call phobia.
Yeah.
I think it's an English word.
Yes, for fear.
There's a phobia, you know, and it manifests in different...
Yes.
And people. There are people, for instance, that have phobia for aircraft.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine, you know, who was even a managing director of a very big mortgage bank. And he would, anywhere he was going within the country, he must drive by road. Now he had reason to go to America. He called me. He says, "See you." They say, "I must go for this conference in America." And that means, imagine I would be on air 12 hours. For 1 week, he could not sleep. No matter how I encourage him, he could not sleep. And he said, immediately he entered the plane, he took a lot of whiskey. He took a lot of alcohol so that he would sleep off. It's a phobia. He said it didn't work. No matter how he drank, it didn't work. Now let that aircraft, he couldn't even look through the window to imagine that he's off the earth. And I know some also have phobia for height.
Yes. Yes.
You see, a different phobia, you know, so also the phobia for snake.
Yes.
For yours is chameleon.
Yeah, some even cat and
you
dog.
Know, some even cat and
dogs.
You know, I know of a brother of ours here who will not want to see you peel orange peel. He enters and take on. He said, no, please, please. And then he runs out of the room. What is it? He said, I don't understand. But I don't like to smell the peel of orange, blah, blah, blah. So it is called a phobia. It is not a spirit, it's a psychological thing.
Mm.
And you need a psychologist to talk you out of it. Because your own, it's not even prayer, because it's just a mindset,
yeah.
You know, for you to they will reboot your mind. What do you call it? You computer people.
they will reboot
your mind and retune your mind.
Reconfigure it.
They will reconfigure your mind and your thought to see that you are the one that have problem. There is no spiritual dimension to it. They are not harmful.
Mm.
There's nothing. You that you are inside aircraft, while you are seeing some sleeping comfortably, some chatting, you are seeing the cabin crew moving up and down. Mm-hmm. So why are you afraid? Why are you scared then? You know, it is well. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, Sister Prisca from Zambia. Okay, we have a call, and this is coming from Brother John from Kogi State. Brother John, God bless you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir, Pastor.
God bless you.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you, too.
I'm John, speaking from Kogi State, sir.
You are welcome.
Please, sir, I want to clarify something, sir.
Okay.
We attend the program in the church here.
Okay.
So the man of God said is the Adam, that nobody will make rapture without him. So I want to confirm, if Adam, the Adam that died, that fell during the fall of man in the Garden of Eden,
yes,
whether the spirit will still come back to enter another person through which we will make rapture. Because he said without him, we cannot make rapture. No, he said no Christian will make rapture except him.
He is in Kogi State?
Yes, sir. But he's not no more in Kogi State. He has to move away from Kogi State now.
To where?
To Ekiti side.
And which scripture did he use to make that claim?
He said by revelation.
Okay, not scripture.
Yes, sir. He said by revelation, because the Bible we are reading is black and white. He do teach mysteries, just where you teach that. Then
anyway,
he now says it's revelation, that is the Adam that will make people go to rapture by perfection.
Well, that teaching is contrary to the apostolic teaching. It's contrary to the scripture, and the Bible in Galatians chapter 1 say anyone that teaches anything contrary to this, let him be accursed. We are expecting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the coming of Adam.
Okay, sir.
So
he said, sir, part of what he taught us is that the rapture, according to God's calendar, is not taking place in the next 100 years, that it's around 200 years to come.
Well, that is what I'm saying. When you go off, you continue to go off, off like that.
Yeah.
Christ told us in John chapter 14, what did Christ say? He said, believe in God, believe in me also.
Yeah.
Read on.
John 14.
From verse 1.
From verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled.
Uh-huh.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Uh-huh.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Uh-huh.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yes.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Uh-huh.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Uh-huh.
That where I am, there ye may be also.
So who is coming for us to go with?
Lord Jesus Christ.
He's coming. It is Jesus that is coming in John chapter 5.
Okay.
What John chapter 5 verse 28.
John chapter 5 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in thee which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice,
uh-huh,
and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the
whose voice will they hear?
Damnation. Voice of Jesus.
If you are still listening to me, let's still read one more scripture.
Okay.
First Thessalonians chapter 4,
okay,
verse 16, from verse 14.
Okay, from verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Bring with who?
With Jesus.
So
with
who is coming? Jesus.
Uh-huh. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord.
Coming of who?
Of the Lord.
Coming of who?
Of the Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Shall not prevent them which are asleep.
What did he say?
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
uh-huh,
with the voice of the archangel,
uh-huh,
and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Uh-huh.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
To do what?
To meet the Lord Jesus in
to
the air.
To meet him at the Kitiavi?
No. To meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
So that is why Christ himself gave that warning in Matthew 24.
Mm.
In Matthew 24. Chapter 24. And then he says, verse 23.
Then if any man,
read it very well.
Then,
uh-huh,
if any man shall
then
say,
then is future.
Okay,
this is the future. This is the scripture. Mm-hmm. End time.
Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
But what will happen?
For there shall arise false Christ.
Including that man. That man is a false Christ.
Uh-huh. And false prophets.
Uh-huh.
And shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth.
Uh-huh.
Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west,
uh-huh,
so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Uh-huh.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
One more. First John chapter 2 and verse 18 is a warning.
Okay, First John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as
that is end of time.
Okay. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
That man is one of the antichrists John was warning us about.
Amen.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Brother John. Have a lot of scriptures given to you from Kogi State. Okay, we have this question coming from Brother Oliver. Brother Oliver from Awka, Anambra State, Nigeria. Says, Shalom, dear Pastor Moses and our beloved Isaka brother, and internal beings all over the world. We say shalom to you as well, Brother Oliver. Say, may God continue to bless you, sir, for bringing this gospel of reconciliation to us. Amen. The other day, you were placing the office of our beloved Braham, Simon, and the rest, but I didn't hear you mention Fisby. Is he not among the class of prophets? Brother Oliver from Anambra State, Nigeria.
Well, I don't know Frisbee.
Okay.
So if you know him, then you let us know. I don't know him. If he's also making a claim, bring it to the scripture and let us see where he fits in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will listen to you. Mm-hmm. I have had people, even I have, I think I have one of, what do they call it, the scroll.
Okay.
I have Some write-up from him, they call the scroll. I think it's in my library. Somebody brought that to me. It's in my library. Mm-hmm. A book of... I tried to read. I didn't know where he was coming from, where he's going to. And I couldn't understand that. So, if you have where you place him, please, you let us know. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, Brother Oliver from Anambra State, Nigeria. Okay, we have other questions coming in, and this is from Cameroon, our sister. Okay, that's a sister from Cameroon. Okay. Shalom, sir. I have two worries with regards to the Lord's Supper. And one, sir, is there any biblical reference to the color of the wine to be used? My pastor says it's white and not red.
Well, we're talking of, it gave him wine. Mm. And of course, we know that wine is produced from grape. Mm. And what we see produced is always red.
Mm.
Grape, of course, there's another color of grape that is green, you know. But all those are all from genetic modifications and things like that. But whatever it is, if it is going to be a point of contact to the blood, then it should carry color of blood, red.
Mm.
Yes. not white.
Okay. All right. Question two says, secondly, my church insists on one cup as it was done between Jesus and his apostles.
When they were just 12 of them, they can share one cup. But when you are thousands, how will you share one cup?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to respond to circumstances, you know, that we find ourselves. The important thing is not just that we have it, it's sharing.
Okay.
If I put it in a bigger cup and pour it in your cup, are we not sharing?
We are sharing,
you know. Some people just like to be legalistic, unnecessarily legalistic in these things. Sharing is sharing. It's from the same cup we are sharing. I give you part of it, I give you part of it.
Yeah.
It's from the same cup. So what is the problem?
All right. Please, sir, is there any spiritual meaning attached to the cup? Okay, that was in connection to the question about using one cup.
I've understood now.
Okay. All right. God bless you, our sister from Cameroon. Okay, we have another question. It says, shalom to the bride. Question, God chooses mediums like brother and sister to talk to his children. Why is it so? Does it mean that that child is not worthy for God to talk to him or her directly? Personally, God will use my husband, brother, sister to talk to me, but never does he talk to me directly. Does it mean I am not clean enough for God to talk to me directly? If so, what about his blood that he shed for me? That's the first question.
He didn't shed his blood so that he'll be talking to you. It's more than talking to you.
Okay.
He shed his blood so that you can be saved.
Mm.
Now, God will choose any means.
Okay.
The same spirit, but he called it different operation. First Corinthians chapter 12.
Okay.
First Corinthians chapter 12, maybe from verse 2, 3.
Okay, First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 2. Ye know that ye were Gentiles
from verse 4.
Okay, from verse 4.
Yes.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
In all. Different manifestations of the Spirit, but the same God. The truth is this. You know, he talks to all of us, all his children. God talks to us, and through the gift of the word of knowledge, he talks to us, and he can talk to us also. Through revelation, he gives people, you know, for us. I believe this is that when you sleep, you dream. It's God showing you things.
Okay.
And sometimes too, he speaks to you through inspiration, but you may not be sensitive to catch it. And so his mercy and his love for you will still extend to still send somebody to talk to you. So your fear is unnecessary. You know, the important thing is that he has spoken to you. God bless you.
All right, question two still from the person says, when you pray for someone for healing, okay, will the answer be affected or impacted if the person isn't baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? I meant, can that person not receive healing because he or she is not baptized? Sister Peace from the U.S.
Peace, when it comes to healing, there are two ways it works.
Okay.
The person can receive healing, irrespective of his condition, through the faith of the person that is praying.
Okay.
And also, the person also can receive healing, that is, irrespective of the condition of that person, whether it's a believer or unbeliever, a sinner or anything, God will not be using the person's faith, will be using your own faith, the one you praying for him.
Okay.
But also, the person also praying may be a sinner.
Okay.
The minister may be a sinner.
Okay.
May be living in sin. But the faith of the person is praying for will cause the person to be healed. And one of the reasons he, God, will allow a sinner to be healed is so that the person will appreciate God's mercy. It's God's own way of also revealing himself to that person. That is why I preach the message that I titled, Why the Miracles?
Okay, yeah.
You can get it from our tape archives, Why the Miracles? and see why God allows sinners, prostitutes, when they come, bam, they receive miracle. You know, so that you will know why he made this statement. Psalm 68, verse 18.
Okay, it says, thou had ascended on high, thou had led captivity captive, thou had received gifts for men.
Now,
yea, for the rebellious also.
Why?
That the Lord God might dwell among them.
Thank you. So, that's why I say, why the miracles?
Okay.
It's there, it's to judge them.
Okay.
It's a judgment upon them.
Okay.
It's expected that when you see that, you face him and give your life to Christ. God bless you.
All right. Okay. Questions are still coming in, and we have a call from Brother Amos from Gombe State, Nigeria. Brother Amos, God bless you and shalom. Please go on with your question, Brother Amos.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question, number one.
Okay.
You know, the Bible says man shall not wear woman's clothes, and woman should not wear man's clothes. Yes. But there is a teaching that is going on that the Bible do not talk about a trouser, and we can see women are wearing trouser. They are saying that the Bible did not speak specifically on trouser, and they are covering themselves with this scripture. So what can you say about this? That's the first question, sir.
Well, the answer is very simple. In this part of the world, in this western part of the world and this part of the world, we know that trouser wearing belongs to the man, and that is what we use to identify a man, you know, the gender of anybody you see. A man has a design, God designed the physique of a man different from the physique of a woman. The feminine gender has a different physique from the male gender. And therefore, when you're going to wear your cloth, let be seen to, portraying who you are. We should not be struggling. Is it a man or a woman? So it is for identification, so that there's no confusion whatsoever. And in this part of the world, we know that wearing trouser is for men, and that it is fashion that will make a woman wear trouser. God bless you.
The second question, sir.
Yes.
Is it most that someone must see evidence of tongue for someone to believe that he's baptized in the Holy Ghost?
Is it what?
Most for one to have evidence of the tongues before you believe that you have baptized with
the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Your question again.
Okay, must someone see the evidence of tongues before he believes that he is baptized in the Holy Ghost?
No, any teaching that says you must speak in tongue as the evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost is wrong.
Okay.
It's wrong because when you talk of evidence of the Holy Spirit, evidence of the Holy Spirit, you have to find out what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is not to speak in tongue.
Okay.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to get a sinner to be converted to a saint.
Okay.
And the Bible says a tree is known by her fruit. When you see a tree, how will you know which tree is this? Is this a mango tree or a guava tree? What will you use to know? It's the fruit.
Okay.
So the fruit, you don't look at the tree and just say what the tree is until you see the fruit. The fruit is the evidence of what the tree is. There's the fruit of the Spirit that shows that you have the Holy Ghost. And so it is not speaking in tongue. It's more than that.
Okay, sir.
God bless you. But
there is a third question, sir.
Yes.
Okay. I had a dream some years back. Based on the crisis that is happening in the church, you know, all this equa and whatever, then it is full of somehow crisis like that. So I decided to leave the church, and I prayed. I said, God, If this is not the right place for me to worship you, please reveal to me where you want me to worship in truth and in spirit.
Yes.
And I saw a man of God giving me a visa. And he opened the first page of the visa. He is drawing an arrow with green pen. He opened another one, right arrow. He has been writing, and he gave me the visa. And I went to a church, a particular church, though I don't know the church. He told me the name of the pastor. I went to the place. I saw them singing choruses. When I give the pastor the visa, he said, yes, this is the right place. And I went and sat down. Then I woke up. But the problem I have, I forgot the name of the pastor. So I don't know, sir. Help me in this case, sir.
First and foremost, Brother Amos.
Yes, sir.
You don't leave a church because of crisis.
Okay.
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18 yes, and verse 19.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 18 and 19. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions
there
among
be
you.
There be crisis among you.
And I partly believe it.
Yes.
For there must be also heresies among
there
you.
There will always be heresies among you. There will always be crisis among you.
That they which are approved may be made manifest among
it
you.
It is not to run away. It is to show who are the real Christians. Mm. Because in every problem, there is a scriptural solution for it.
Okay, sir.
Now, the only reason you leave a church is if they leave Christ, the word.
Okay.
If they are preaching error, you get out of that place.
Okay, sir.
And that is why even the Bible, you know, gives provision for settlement of problems within the church.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Now, you had a dream.
Yes, sir.
And you were given a visa for what?
Yes.
A paper.
What were you given?
A visa like this, and on the and they open the page and draw an arrow with green pen, pointing another page. Green pen again, pointing another page, and they get me.
And then you, when you open it,
and they asked me to take it to a pastor, to a particular pastor.
Yes.
They called the name. I went to the church in the spirit, that in the dream. I gave the pastor, when the pastor opened the first page, he said, yes, this is the place.
Okay. Yes.
And I sat down.
Yes. Now.
So, and now, I woke up. So, I forgot the name of the pastor again, after the dream. So, I don't know this type of dream.
Yes. Yes. What I want you to note is this. God deliberately made you not to remember the name of the pastor.
Okay, sir.
Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a last statement in that verse.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles.
Now, what is it?
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Which is what?
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, the hope of glory, the visa to go into glory is what? It's Christ in you.
Amen.
Okay.
So, what is the visa to go to heaven?
Christ in you.
Christ in you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, it says, let's read
Romans
it.
Romans 8 verse 9.
Yes.
And it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
Now,
if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
It is none of his. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 again and verse 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body.
Uh-huh.
Whether we be Jews.
So it is by the baptism of the Holy Spirit you can be in Christ.
Okay.
Correct? So Now you took it to the man. Once he saw it, he said, yeah, this is where it should be. What he's saying is that that's Revelation is telling you that look for where they are talking about going in the rapture.
Okay.
Go to where they are preparing people for home going. Go to where they are talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Go to where they are talking about true righteousness. Go to where they are talking about eternal life. And that is where you belong.
Okay, sir.
God bless you.
So that means I can just go. Does that mean, based on the explanation, I can look for any church that are preaching about the coming of Jesus Christ, then I will lead to that place?
Sure, certainly. That's where you belong. You don't belong to any of these dead places.
Okay, sir. Because I'm in Epo now.
Well, I didn't call the name of any church. I've just spoken to you where you should go and look for life.
Okay, sir. And the last one, sir.
If Equa is talking about Holy Ghost, remain there. If Equa is talking about going to the rapture, remain there. And if Equa believe the totality of the word of God, allow the Spirit of God, they minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Equa, remain there. But if they are denying, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, you better get out of that place.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir, that's right. And the last one, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
I had a dream when I was young that something will come and carry me to heaven.
Hello, Brother Amos. You were told earlier that we don't use this program to interpret dreams. Because dream interpretation cannot be a doctrinal issue. It's a personal thing. Because what a particular dream will mean to you, the same dream may mean something else to another person. Here we are doing Bible study. We are not doing counseling.
Okay.
We're not doing counseling.
Right,
you can call us personally and we'll talk with you.
Okay, so I will call you. Maybe I will call you through your line, sir.
Yes, God bless you. But not today, so that after this program, I can rest.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Right, God bless you, Brother Amos from Gombe State. Remember, when we started this part of the section, we also stated it. It's not for dream interpretation, not for marriage counseling, and not for prayer requests. We just had to bear with the first one, and Brother Amos wanted to go another length. All right. More questions are coming in, and this is Brother Samuel Olaleke from Osun State. Says, Shalom, Pastor Moses and Brother Godson. We say shalom to you, Brother Samuel Olaleke. He says, his question is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 to 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Pastor, please explain that scripture to me better. I don't understand it.
Is it the English you don't understand? Or what do you explain now? It says, be ye angry and sin not. Anger is natural.
Okay.
Anger is a natural God-given defensive a mechanism in every human being. Even God gets angry. But what you do when you get angry, make sure you don't commit sin by it.
Okay.
Don't be so angry until you kill somebody. Don't be so angry until you say raka, foolish. They say you are in condemnation, of judgment. Don't be so angry until you slap somebody. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That is, as soon as possible, get over it. Don't sleep over it. Don't let it linger. Why? He said, the next verse said, neither give place to the devil. Because Satan will take advantage of that, your temporary state of madness. Because there's an anger that when it goes beyond a certain level, it becomes psychiatric case. You become momentarily mad. And Satan will come and possess you and make you do things that you begin to regret. Begin to say things you shouldn't say. Begin to... Anytime in anger you do something, you say something that later on you regret, you allow the devil to allow him a place to act like that. That is what Apostle Paul is admonishing us, so that we watch what we do when we are angry. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. Okay, we have another question that just came in, and this is Caleb Favor from Calabar Cross River State, Nigeria. It says, please, I want to ask if Melchizedek is Jesus and shed more light on the Trinity.
On what?
The Trinity.
Which Trinity? Where did you see Trinity? I don't know. Maybe you have to reframe that question.
The first question is, if Melchizedek is Jesus.
In Hebrew chapter 6, let's read it. The encounter of God with Abraham.
Verse 20.
Let's read it from verse 17.
Okay, verse 17.
Yes.
Hebrews 6, verse 17. Wherein God...
Listen very well, because that's the answer to your question, I believe.
Yes. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil.
Verse 20.
Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
So he is not Melchizedek, but he is a high priest, not in the order of Aaron, because Aaronic priesthood was changing with death of the high priests. Mm-hmm. When the old high priest dies, they have to appoint a new one, the order of the Aaronic priesthood, which was under the law. But this priesthood of Jesus Christ, as our high priest, the high priest of our profession, is after the order of Melchizedek, because it is an unending priesthood.
Amen.
It has no beginning, it has no end, it has no, not, it does not end, because Christ abided forever.
Amen.
That is what the comparison of Melchizedek priesthood with the priesthood of Christ. God bless you. Christ is not Melchizedek. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. So we still have, okay, this question is coming in from Zimbabwe. Ugoni Sandia, rather, from Zimbabwe. I want to ask the pastor, I need to understand this verse, that's Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Who is the remnant of her seed? Are they the foolish virgins? Because this happens after rapture, and these people have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Let's read it again. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12.
Okay, Revelation chapter 12.
First and foremost, who is the woman? Who is the woman? The woman is Israel. So what's the question? So who is the remnant?
The remnant, yes.
The remnant are Jews. The remnant are Jews, because the seed of the woman is talking about the Jews, the Jewish people. So what's the question again, please? And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. And that takes place in the tribulation period, the second half of the last week of Daniel's 70 weeks. Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay, make war with the remnant of the woman's seed.
Indeed,
the woman is Israel, the seed they are the Israelites.
Mm.
But these ones, they are those who keep the commandments of God. They are those who will not take the mark of the beast.
Okay.
And they have the testimony of Jesus Christ because they accept Christ through the revival that will take place in John, in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you, our sister from the person from Zimbabwe. Okay, we have another question. We have this question from Humaya Abia State, and this is Brother Kenneth Ikechukwu from Abia State. Yes, Pastor, God bless you for using you to open our eyes of understanding. Please, sir, what are the differences between holiness and righteousness? Can someone be holy and not righteous? Brother Kenneth, I believe you've not come across our message that is on the archive, but let's the pastor answer you though.
Holiness is living a life, you know, when you say you are holy, you are set apart for use by God. That's the meaning of holiness. anything set apart for use by God is holy. It's holy. Mm. Holy. He said, the Bible says, is it dangerous or something like that to eat that which is holy, holy, or something like that in the Old Testament? Let me not go into all that. But that's the meaning of holy. Righteousness is obedience to God at any given time. Whatever he tells you to do at that given time is called righteousness. And holiness is being set apart by God to use. But righteousness also is, you know, your right standing before God at any given time.
Okay.
And you cannot be righteous if you are not holy. So holiness is a part of righteousness. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Kenneth Ikechukwu from Abia State. God bless you. So as it stands, we're going to look at it. If we can get maybe two or three questions, could be called, could be through SMS or WhatsApp, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, this question says, good evening, sir. I have four questions. In question one, what Bible verses show marriage ring?
There is no Bible verse that shows marriage ring. And there is no Bible verse that is against marriage ring.
Okay.
God bless. It's just symbolic, just a tradition.
Okay. Question two, did Jesus usually reveal where dead souls are after death? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, question three. Is there a particular ministry in 2013 that Jesus said is the last sheep to carry his people in the rapture?
Nothing like that.
Question four. A man with two wives, he had paid their dowries and both wives had children. If after they become born again, can he divorce the second wife and be married to the first
wife? No scripture supports that, but there's scripture that supports that they all come together and the only thing is that the man, they all come together to Christ.
Okay.
Because remember that beyond here, there's no marriage.
Okay.
The estate you were before you came to Christ, you were not under the law of Christ. Christian law, when you married them. You can all bring them to Christ, but we then understand that the man that would desire to be a bishop, a minister of God, or a deacon, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, must be husband of one wife. If he says must be husband of one wife, because sitting down there were people that had more than one wife, setting the church in order, those people cannot occupy the position of leadership in the church. But concerning salvation, they will be saved if they all have the Holy Ghost.
All right. God bless you, Brother Anthony from Edo State. All right, so we look at it for two more. Okay, this is the second. Shalom to the bride of God. Pastor, there is a sister in my church who had prayed and waited upon the Lord for a husband, and she's now 50 years, and the husband is not coming. She went ahead and did IVF in the hospital, and she's pregnant now. Sir, has she committed sin? Sister Judith from Benue State, Nigeria.
No, she didn't commit any sin. All life comes from God. That is what technology, you know, has come as a woman, you know, she would desire to have a child. And she won't want to go and do that by fornication. So if there's a scientific way of getting, what's wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with that. She could have as well gone to adopt anyway. So if she had gone to adopt, I should not have been committing sin. So I adopted a child, and there are many orphanages, you know, many fatherless orphans everywhere. She could have adopted. And if she decided to do it through that scientific way, it's another adoption. There's no big deal about it. Yes.
All right. God bless you, Sister Judith from Benue State. Okay. Look at the last question. We'll see whether it's coming through SMS or WhatsApp. Okay. We have this coming in, and this is Brother Gilbert from Cameroon. Says, Shalom, sir, could you please throw more light on John chapter 14, verse 1 to 2? What does it mean, mansions in a house?
Mansion in, my father's
house, there are many mansions.
Yes. Now, you will see that clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Okay.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
It is. So what is referring to there is your spiritual body. It's the new body that you will put on. Because remember that this is not me you are seeing.
Yes, sir.
It is my house. I am a spirit being.
Mm.
So there is what Uli Abraham constantly referred to as theophany.
Yeah.
Your spiritual body is your house. And it's a mansion because it is beautiful. The word mansion is used symbolically to describe how beautiful you will look like. Nothing more. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, our brother from Cameroon. We'll call it a day here. And we really appreciate every one of you who have stayed with us all through. And especially our brethren who keep following every week. They are here with us, calling in, sending in their questions. We truly appreciate you. We also appreciate every financier of the Bright TV. God bless you. And every one of you who are supported in making sure that the program is aired, those behind the scene, God bless you as well. We truly appreciate you. God bless you and thank you for joining us on Ask the Pastor. From every one of us here, we say shalom, 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 and remain blessed.